the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, July the 11th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Oil production shutting down in the Gulf of Mexico as Louisiana braces for what could be the first hurricane of the year. Also on our Thursday rundown, warnings about Arkansas and a major earthquake zone, plus Boston bars raising money for reproductive health care. Topping our news, the U.S. energy industry has halted about a third of Gulf of Mexico oil production and expects more disruptions as the industry braces for the first hurricane of the year, that from CNBC. They report the approaching storm, which was still forming over the Gulf Wednesday, was expected to head into Louisiana by Saturday, dumping a large amount of rain. Oil prices jumped Wednesday by 4.5% per barrel on concerns the storm will disrupt oil production and threaten flooding around the refineries in the area. The National Hurricane Center is predicting the storm will develop over the Gulf and hit the coast of Louisiana by Saturday. The storm, to be named Barry, would be the first of the hurricane season. And while people in some parts of California are dealing with earthquakes lately, folks in Arkansas may think they are in the clear, but Mark Richardson has been talking with geologists who say that's simply not the case.
In fact, large parts of Arkansas fall inside the New Madrid seismic zone, a fault line that has produced some of the largest earthquakes in the lower 48 states. While there hasn't been a major shaker in recent years, Martha Copper with the Arkansas Geological Survey says the New Madrid Fault is the most active seismic zone east of the Rockies.
It's an area about 200 miles long by about 50 miles wide, and it's located in southeast Missouri, the southern tip of Illinois, western Kentucky, western Tennessee, and northeastern Arkansas.
She says the biggest earthquake along the New Madrid Fault was in 1811 in northeast Arkansas. That quake registered a magnitude 7.7, causing major damage and a loss of life. Over the years, there have been other quakes of similar magnitude in the region, as well as smaller ones in recent years. At least 15 earthquakes have occurred in the past 6 months, including one within the past week.
And residents and visitors to Nevada can get a close look at the closed Anaconda copper mine near Yerington. That's as part of a free bus tour offered in 3 weeks by a group that advocates for clean water.
The Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada is chartering a bus from Reno on Saturday, August 3rd. Dietrich McGinnis is an environmental engineer who serves as a consultant to the Yerington Paiute tribe. He says the public should be aware of the ongoing problem with arsenic and uranium at the site.
When we have precipitation into the unlined evaporation ponds, we are still having leaching to the groundwater. In addition, so much of the material has leached to the shallow groundwater underneath the mine that it does continue to be a source of contamination to the aquifer in the area.
Local residents in Yerington sued BP, the company that owns the mine, in 2011 and won a $19.5 million judgment. The state took over jurisdiction of the cleanup during the Sandoval administration and is currently monitoring the groundwater. Complicating the matter is the fact that parts of the site are private property and some sections are controlled by the Walker River Paiute Tribe, the Yerington Paiute Tribe, and the Bureau of Land Management. I'm Suzanne Potter.
A link to register for the tour available on the Facebook page of the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada. And after a decade of work, a bill to protect sensitive parts of the Olympic National Forest is poised to move ahead in the Congress. Here's Eric Tegadoff.
On Wednesday, a U.S. House Natural Resources Subcommittee held a hearing on the Wild Olympics Wilderness and Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. It would permanently protect more than 126,000 acres of the forest as wilderness and 19 rivers and their tributaries as wild and scenic, the first river protections of its kind on the Olympic Peninsula. Roy Knott runs the consulting firm LD Knott Company and is a former timber industry executive. He says protecting the Olympics' hiking, fishing, and hunting spots will offer a competitive edge for building the region's economic future.
It's not just the recreation industry itself, it's the quality of life that attracts the unique people you need either retain in the communities if they're bright young people or attract to the communities if they're elsewhere.
The decade hammering out details ensured the bill wouldn't impact any timber jobs on the peninsula. More than 12,000 local residents have signed a petition supporting the legislation. It's also gained endorsements from local tribes, businesses, and the mayors of towns such as Aberdeen, Port Angeles, and Port Townsend.
And finally, Jen Stanley tells us patrons of a few Boston area bars are making some decisions that are a lot more important than shaken or stirred.
Local night spots have been raising money to help organizations like Planned Parenthood and the Yellowhammer Fund in response to the restrictive abortion laws being passed in states from the South to the Midwest. The Barbara Lynch Collective, owners of the bars Drink and Number 9 Park, is the latest to fundraise. Kate Gardner from the hospitality company says they were inspired by another fundraiser at a Somerville wine bar, which ended in May.
We felt strongly that support can't just start right at the beginning of a cause. You need to keep up the momentum and keep up the support, both financially and continue talking about it. So we wanted to do something that was inspired by that, but that would keep up the momentum.
She says the promotion, known as Sipping for Sisterhood, raised more than $1,500, which will be donated to pro-choice organizations.
Those bars owned by Barbara Lynch Collective joined at least four other hospitality businesses in fundraising for reproductive rights. So far together, they've raised more than $26,000 this summer. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and you'll find us online at publicnewsservice.org.